Now we are joined by Dan Muller, whose obligation was to go to the interview room first and then join us after we had chatted with Luke Yaklich. So, Dan, we've covered a lot of the game with Luke, but we want to get some insight from you. And as Luke put it, your guys were locked in from the beginning of the contest, and it showed right away.
It sure did. Well, if Luke talked to you, why am I here? Wasting everybody's time.
No, that's not true. You're the head coach.
Oh, I just do
it.
It
comes from you. It's gospel.
Yeah. We talk about being locked in. I'm a little fuzzy. I don't know.
Yeah,
know
well, I think we're okay. Gotcha. I think that's your earphone.
Gotcha. But when we shoot the ball like that, we're going to look really, really good. And when it comes from five different people, you know, Parrish makes one, Tony makes one, Mikhail makes one, yep. Keyshawn, then we're going to look really, really, really good. But it still comes down to our defensive effort, our rim protection. Our communication was very good today. Again, a little disappointing in the rebounding. But other than that, and obviously the way we finished, but at that point, it didn't bother me that much. Just had to finish a little bit better.
And you said pregame that turnovers would be a key to the game. You guys didn't turn it over twice in the first half, two or three times in the second half, late in the game, a couple more. But ball care today was outstanding.
It's two games in a row. And even in Northern Iowa, I don't think we had very many.
No,
and so it's one thing we've talked a lot about. And there's it's not a coincidence that our offense has been better because we've taken care of the ball. And it's not just the fact that on that possession you don't get a shot; your rhythm just gets thrown off. And so it's a credit to the guys to be focused. I think they're being more aggressive on offense and yet taking care of the ball at the same time.
Only 6-7 turnovers the entire game. Parrish Lee only played 17 minutes. That's a plus.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, Keyshawn Evans, he's as good with the ball as anybody. He never has high turnover games and once again played a terrific game. And as you said, we had a couple there at the end after we subbed, or it would have been 4 or 5. Parrish, I believe, 12-1 assist turnover today and yesterday, I think.
7-1 yesterday.
Yeah. So 5-0.
Yeah.
So 12-1 in about a total of 40 minutes. He's playing pretty good. He should be player of the year in the league.
And nobody with more than 25. And Dauda Inja, your minutes leader with 25. So how valuable is that as you play a third game in 3 days tomorrow?
Tremendously valuable. That's two games in a row now that we've managed our minutes pretty well. Today better than yesterday. Our bench has been great, and so that allows me in the first half to play guys liberally and yet continue to play good basketball. But I felt like, yesterday was such a long day after because we played so early, the advantage of the one seed. I thought we really got to take care of the guys and their bodies. They did a great job with it. And I assume we'll feel the same way tomorrow. I mean, a little bit sore, but sore is okay. It's fatigue that's an issue. So this just allows us to play tomorrow and not worry about the minutes at all, to be honest.
I thought yesterday Phil Fain had a little stage fright.
Yep.
And I thought today he bounced back very nicely.
Oh, man, bounce back's an understatement. I agree. I thought he was a little bit step slow yesterday. He attacked those boards relentlessly, which is one of his strengths and his job, and made a bunch of big plays, finished a couple, got fouled on a couple. The refs stopped calling fouls on them is what happened, and that's okay. They wanted the game to get over. I said, well, don't call them on us then. The refs did a great job, but we shot zero free throws for the entire game.
How weird is that?
I don't remember being a part of a game like that ever. But I'll take it.
Absolutely. Tony Wills hits a couple of threes early again, and that just kind of opens it up offensively, doesn't it, for everybody else?
It opens it up, but Tony, we have a lot of guys, as we say, locked in. No one more so than Tony Wills. There's some ties. There's a lot of ties, to be honest. Maybe not a lot, maybe a couple. But just where he is at mentally, we know he's a great defender. His communication, his effort, his focus, and he's shooting the ball with confidence. Finally, started the first time he played Southern, and it continued here tonight. So that gives us just a lot of guys that can make shots.
27 wins. You've won 20 of your last 21. The only loss during that period, of course, at Wichita State. Would you guess that your guys are eager to play the Shockers again, or do they really care who they play tomorrow?
Oh, I'm sure they care. They're eager to win a championship. I know that. we know we did not play very well for last time we played them. And yet, you know, I had Paris Lee didn't play the last 11 minutes of the game. It's not like I was trying to keep the score close once it was whatever.
Right.
People like to make a big deal out of that. But if we play Wichita State tomorrow, we know we're going to have to play a very good game and a lot better. And I think we're in a place where we're ready to do that.
And if you play Missouri State, you'll have to play a good game.
If we play Missouri State, absolutely. If they can beat this Wichita State team the way they're playing, then you're darn right they'll be playing good ball.
Well, we look forward to that, Dan. A championship game for Illinois State's Redbirds here in St. Louis. You know all about that as a player, and you've experienced it as a coach, and I know you'll have your guys ready to go.
It's a fun group to be with. I'll tell you what, I'm looking right now, and we might have, the red might be outnumbering the black and gold so far.
Yes.
So if you're listening, 1 o'clock game tomorrow, I'll tell you what, jump on that train, bus. You can jog down here as far as I'm concerned.
We could use some reinforcements. I'd like to see about 3-1.
Absolutely.
Redbird fans tomorrow.
Get a few thousand more down here. Beautiful weekend in St. Louis. Come on down and join us now.
All right, there's the word.
There's the word.
Dan Muller.
Thanks,
you
Coach.
Heard him. Get down here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Dan. Redbirds on to the championship game of the MVC tourney. We'll be back with more here in St. Louis after we pause for this on the WJBC Country Financial Illinois State Radio Network.